You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Linnell, I'm eating my pretzel twists with 12 grams of protein from the good people over at GoPair.
Love it.
This is a delicious, healthy morsel. This is a good little snack here.
You're snacking a lot healthier than I am. I'm eating the old famous Doritos from the kitchen. So there we go.
Yeah, we're on different paths with our snacks today. Yours are going to taste really good, though. I'll give you that. But no,
yours.
Basically, what I'm looking for is healthy and tolerable, right?
That's the way to go.
Jackpot are these little pretzel twists. It's like 80% a normal pretzel. I can make that work.
Let's do it.
He's Linnell Wellingham in for Danny Hutier. I'm Grant Paulson. You are locked into the Fan. We are going to get you a Beltway Blitz right here. The show's brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad. They're going to help you to draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Let's go blitzing. Let's talk some football with our buddy Chris Russell. Reaney, now you may not need any paperwork just yet. My guy Reaney is going to live forever. But
yeah,
if you need to get anything done, I can set you up with the good people over at the law firm Kondorian Murad. I'll get you a little friends and family discount.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you squared away.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I was literally going to ask you, do I have to mention the Grant Paulson special in order to get the discount?
You do, right? Yeah.
I mean, look,
they're an affordable, they're going to help you. They're a good company. They're going to treat everybody well.
Yeah. I need a will, basically.
You need a will?
Yeah. So I'm going to be going to Kondorian Murad.
Then I've got the way. No shtick. I will text you their info tonight.
Please.
They're going to get you squared away, Reaney.
Please.
What are you leaving for your guy? I want to know what you're leaving for Linnell, and I want to know what you're leaving for me.
Oh gosh.
I know what you better be leaving me.
I'm going to be leaving you a stained shirt for you, Linnell. And Grant, because I've known you forever, and you're just, you know, an icon in the industry, I'm going to leave you with a free coffee mug that I got.
Lovely.
Yeah. Look at that. What about a mic cover?
Well, no, we don't have any of those.
Well, that's true.
You know, we just have like all the snacks that everybody eats that permanently entrenched.
We know you're eating while on the air, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, the great Fiona the French Bulldog's no longer with us. But
sad.
I had left her to like my dad would always be like, what kind of dog is this? Why does it look like this? Why can't it breathe? Like, what is happening? And so if anything happened to me, the only thing I put in my will at like 35 years old was like, Fiona goes to my dad. Just like, I thought that would be funny. But alas, he doesn't have to worry about it, I suppose.
Well, rest in peace, Fiona.
That's right.
Grant, I thought you were going to do your bit about me straggling around in the Navy Yard. And what
well, I haven't gotten there
here.
Yet, Reaney. Okay. I was just about to.
I prepared something for you. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank God. See, the reason I actually didn't do it is because every time I ask you, you've got nothing.
Yeah,
and the whole segment comes to a stop.
I've got something today.
Reaney, old buddy, old pal, we looked out the window and we saw you standing in the alley. What in the heck were you doing in the Navy Yard?
I was on the lookout for a right-handed hitter to go against a left handed starter for the Oakland Athletics instead of stupidly throwing six left-handed batters against a hard to see pick up throwing left-hander who happens to be pretty good. I was trying to help out Miggy and the analytics amigos.
There you go, buddy.
That's a good bit.
You were on a heater there, so that was a good, very well-prepared shtick.
Thank you.
I don't know what you were saying about hard to pick up, look at, whatever that was.
Well, yeah, I mean, the left-hander yesterday, I forgot his name. He's kind of hard. He's kind of got a deceptive delivery. He's hard to pick up.
Mr. Lopez to
right.
you, sure.
He's hard to pick up. So I was just thinking, I don't know. I've watched 40 years of baseball. Right-handers generally do better against left-handed pitchers.
Are you mad that they're going to make a little transition into analytics?
I'm mad about this analytic. I can tell you that much because whoever gave it to him is a dumbass.
Well, I mean, they haven't released. This is not part of the shift yet. This is not part of the quote-unquote analytic yet, Reenie.
Well, they should bury this one.
We should. I don't even know what you're referencing. This one? I don't know.
I mean,
they started six left-handed bats against a left-handed starter yesterday. They had three hits, no walks, and no runs.
So you're saying the lineup should have been
shifted
yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday.
It was awful.
I got a news flash for you, Reenie. They don't hit or score against anybody, no matter who's batting.
Yeah. But don't give yourself a worse chance, right?
That's fair, I guess.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Anyway,
Linnell,
I'm
you want to ask Reenie about the Commanders?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a football game tonight.
We do.
I hope they use analytics and go for some fourth downs.
I'm about to say, what do you make of the fact that Jaden Daniels is not going to play tonight?
I would love for him to play. I can't be mad that he's not going to play, but I would love for him to play. I mean, Mahomes is playing tomorrow night. Burrow played last night. Tom Brady played all the time. The greatest quarterback alive on planet Earth, right, Grant? and I believe in playing football to get better at playing football. It's as simple as that. I understand the injury risk. I got it. Guys can get injured all the time in practice. Rashawn Slater, C.J. Gardner-Johnson yesterday. I understand there's more of a risk in games. I got it. You got to play football to get better at football. Right now, this wide receiver group, certainly plenty of question. You still have some question with the offensive line. I would be playing guys tonight, at least a series or two.
Reenie, don't take the obvious ones because we went through our top three each. Mm-hmm. Give me a couple off the beaten path players for people to watch tonight.
Yeah, so this is what we did as well when I was not wandering around in the Navy Yard looking for right-handed hitters.
You should do a radio show, bud.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe I could do one on ESPN The Ocho. Perhaps.
That would be a good place. Yeah. You know, we have an HD2 station. I might put in a good word
there
for you.
There you go. Thanks. I appreciate that. You once did, and you got me back here, so I appreciate you forever. There's a lot of inside backstories here.
There's a lot to unpack
here. So let me give you one that's, I'm sure, not on your list. Number 89, the tight end, Lawrence Cager. I think he's had a pretty good camp. I think a pretty natural receiver. I've talked to Logan Paulson about him. I've talked, apparently J.P. Finley said the coaches are high on him. I haven't seen him drop anything. Maybe I missed a couple of days when I was out in Vegas last week. Lawrence Cager's got some NFL experience. He's bounced around. Again, big body type, but not really a blocker. This team might need a receiver because they already have the blocker in John Bates. And what if Zach Ertz can't play 20 games again this year?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Reenie, we appreciate you, pal.
That's it? Just one guy?
Just one
good
guy.
Catching up. That's the list. I mean, we spent so much time talking about the alley and
too
the
much
stick.
Yeah, too much stick.
You're mad about their lineup.
Yeah, sorry. Thank
no,
you.
No, I felt good about it. I think that's better. We got the football covered. Thank you. We're good.
To the baseball sound, Adairs. Our guy Andrew Golden from the Washington Post joins us. Andrew, you had one of the most unique stories that I've read in a long time. You getting to warm up, so to speak, with the new Nats interim skipper, Miguel Cairo. Can you give us the biggest takeaway from your stair jogging session with the skipper here in D.C.?
I think my biggest takeaway is I need to start working out in the offseason more. I think that's probably my biggest takeaway. It was honestly really cool. It was pretty fun getting to know him. Like, as I mentioned kind of in my story, he's a pretty intense guy, you know, on the field. But getting to know him off the field, like, he's very grateful for the opportunity and very thankful for his journey. So it was really cool getting to kind of know him and seeing a different side of him that maybe, you know, maybe his players get to see a little bit more than I do. And so I really enjoyed talking to him. It was a fun one.
Yeah, it was an outstanding story. You guys should go check it out. Miguel Cairo, can't worry about the past or tomorrow. It's about the next step. I was in the Washington Post going back a few days ago. When they made the decision to hire him, I got to be honest, I was a little bit frustrated, didn't love it. I thought they should have gone outside the building to, like, one of their minor league skippers, whether that's Lee Croy or DeShields or somebody else. And my fear was, you know, you're going away from Davey. You might as well not have anyone like Davey. And then Cairo in his press conferences used Davey-isms right away, and it just feels like more of the same. What's been your take on, has he actually put any new imprints, fingerprints on this thing?
I think I've seen doing more pregame work on the field and more fundamental work, maybe a little bit more than I've seen before the All-Star break. But how much of an impact that has, or how much of the Davey impact is still there? I mean, I still think a lot, obviously. I mean, he was there for 6 years. It is his bench coach who was his mentor. And, Miguel did tell me that, like, I want to do things my way. I do believe that's happening to an extent, but you also just wonder how many effects are still lingering from Davey, just because it was so, that culture was so ingrained for such a long time. I do think you kind of need a new voice or a new person in there.
Yeah, I think it's a good point. We'll see, how they're able to finish here down the stretch. Cade Cavalli made his debut the other night, touched 100 a few times. In terms of what you're expecting to see from him and the remainder of his starts throughout the rest of the season, what are you looking for here, and how impressed were you with the other night, considering how long of a layoff it's been?
Yeah, I was really impressed with his debut. He came out pumping 100 in that first inning, and it was very clear that he was kind of amped up, ready to go. And so I think when you look at Cade, what you just want to see from the rest of the year is how he's able to sustain his stuff. Obviously, the game, we know his velocity dropped, but I kind of want to see how he continues to manage the workload, how the Nationals manage his innings down the stretch, and how many innings he's going to pitch towards the end of the year, because I think their goal was just to have him pitch in the majors the rest of the season. So I think just like how does he stay healthy, how does he manage his workload? Because when you look at his stuff, I mean, outside of Mackenzie Gore, I think he has some of the best stuff in the rotation. His stuff might be just as good as Mackenzie's, you could argue, and obviously that was why he was a first-round pick. And so it'll be interesting to see how he can kind of sustain that. His secondary pitches look really good, too. That was kind of the question mark when he debuted in 2022, was like, how does the secondary pitches come along? But they looked really sharp, and so I was impressed by those as well.
Andrew, two-city road trip here, San Francisco, Kansas City. Give us a little primer, if you would.
Yeah, I think that they're two manageable teams. I know the Royals have underperformed, and the Giants got off to a hot start, and now they've kind of tailed off in the second half. So I think these are games that the Nationals should find themselves in. They should be able to win those games. I'm interested to see kind of how Jake Irvin kicks things off today. I believe this is his first start in San Francisco since his first full season in 2023. I think it was his second start, and so I'm interested to see how he performs. And it's an opportunity. I think these are winnable games. Like, I mean, you could argue the Brewers are a juggernaut and like they should have beaten the A's, but I think these are all winnable games too, and so I'm interested to see how they kind of perform.
Andrew, we appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Yep, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Andrew Golden of the Washington Post. There's hit that commander sounder. 1/4 of the Sports Junkies, our guy Johnny Cakes Allville joins us. Cakes, preseason opener tonight. Jacori Kroski-Merritt, a guy that a lot of folks have been geeked up about. When you think about what opportunity he has tonight, do you think he can do anything tonight to, leave an lasting impression on this fan base and then the coaching staff?
Yeah, Linnell, I think it's a great showcase for him and a lot of the other younger players, because, look, we know that most, if not all, of the starters are not going to get any sort of action tonight. So this is a real statement type of game for Bill Kroski-Merritt. I mean, he's a seventh-round pick, but his pedigree is a little bit better than that. We know that because of his college odyssey and the suspension of his last year, he only played one game at Arizona, kind of limited him as far as how he looked in front of the scouts, and then he balled out at the East-West Shrine game, was the MVP there. So, yeah, I think he's going to get a healthy dose of carries tonight. I would think, I don't know, he should probably see 8 to 10 carries at least, maybe a little bit more. And I'm looking for him to pop tonight, because he's been doing that throughout camp, as you guys have obviously seen with you guys being out there at Ashburn.
Did you say odyssey as in audacious, but yet a journey that we're on, like an odyssey? As in odyssey, like a audio journey that's audacious?
I don't know. I might have, Brigade. I might have just subconsciously slipped in our company name there by accident. Who knows?
Company guy.
Team guy. By the way, speaking of our company and us being on the same team, what a bit you guys did with the smelling salts.
Oh, my God, I loved it.
I loved that.
Hey, you know what? I'm sure Linnell, because he had a storied career at Magruder High School, you always got to give them a pop when you can, Linnell, the fighting colonels. I'm sure Linnell had experience with smelling salts.
Yeah, sure.
Grant, I don't know if you and I had ever had any experience with smelling salts. I know I hadn't before the show yesterday. And let me tell you, anybody that does that with any sort of regularity is a full-blown psychopathic person, because that jolt that it gives to your system is crazy. I can't believe that Kittle does one of those before every drive. And I heard Lavonte David on, I think it was with Kay Adams yesterday or the day before, where he's like, before every possession, defensive possession, he's hitting the smelling salts. I didn't realize that it was such a huge thing in the NFL before this last week, but apparently it is. But it's not for me. Let me just say that.
I don't know anything. It just doesn't seem like that is great for you to do that much based on the reactions that you guys all had.
Here's what I equated it to. Imagine somebody sticking a fire extinguisher directly into your nostril and activating it for like a second and a half burst, and it literally blows your mind. I don't know any other way to describe it. I can't believe that Ovi is just passing those things around.
I was gonna say the Caps do it like it's candy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're used to it and you do it all the time, it, you know, you become desensitized to it. You know, if the biggest athletic pursuit you have, like me, is pickleball and tennis, then it's the smelling salts, they throw you for the loop.
Johnny Cakes Auville of Junkies fame. Do you have any growing concern about how the McLaurin standoff ends?
I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know where you guys stand on this, but I really thought that this thing would have been tied up before training camp.
Give me both,
pal. The fact that it's dragging into double-digit days of the August calendar is a little bit concerning. But, look, I look at the timeline when Brandon Ayuk signed, when Peters was out there in San Francisco. That was August 29th. You know, like, so maybe this is just a long, drawn-out, protracted thing. And I think Terry's going to be there week one, whether or not he signs any sort of extension. Because let's be honest, are you really going to start punting away game checks if you're Terry McLaurin? I mean, it's not like you're getting paid way under market value. The guy still is getting paid north of $20 million this year. And I'm not positing that he doesn't deserve some sort of extension. I think he does. But I don't realistically think he's just going to sit out games on principle. I just don't think that's the kind of guy he is. I don't see that happening.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN joined a local fan podcast yesterday and said that he feels the relationship is fractured to a degree at this point. Does that change your mind on this at all? Because I think that's like the first public national reporting that we're hearing that the relationship is fractured.
Yeah, maybe it is a little bit. Look, I'm sure feelings have been hurt. Anytime that a negotiation drags out and the sides are as far apart, obviously, as these two sides are, there's going to be hurt feelings on both sides. And look, I can understand Terry's frustration. He's given blood, sweat, and tears to an organization. Let's be honest, they were a dumpster fire before Jaden Daniels got here. So he's been toiling with bad quarterbacks, bad organization, horrible ownership. Now it's all finally coalescing into something good with Jaden Daniels being here, with Josh Harris and the ownership group taking over. Like, it would be a shame if the damage were really to the point where Terry just doesn't want to play for the franchise any longer. I don't think it's to that point, but the fact that Fowler said that it's fractured, it does give you some pause.
The first ever Commanders football game since Johnny Cakes Auville was officially baptized into Commanders fandom at the 106.7 The Fan event, and he renounced his Raiders ways. Cakesy, enjoy the night. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Thanks, brother.
You fellas do the same as well. Good talking to you.
Absolutely. That is your Beltway Blitz. So it sounds like not only no Jaden Daniels tonight, but maybe next to no Jaden Daniels this preseason. That is certainly the rumblings out of Ashburn, is that we may see him for a series or two tops over these three games. Can you get down with that? Is that something you would endorse? What is the right amount of Jaden Daniels preseason playing time? That's next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
To Linnell for the update. He is in for Danny today on G&D. We are back live on The Fan. Our camp coverage, taking you up to preseason football tonight, covering camp, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Linnell, I think you'll like this. So,
lay it on me.
Today, my son, I came downstairs first thing in the morning, and he's playing with these little mini football helmets. I got him. He's got all 32.
Okay.
He's actually got 33 helmets because he's also got a Washington Redskins one. We're okay. Throwing it back to the old days. He's got the Commanders and the Redskins, but he's got 32 NFL helmets. I got like these little mini helmets at Dick's. But I told him, I said, we got three games tonight. Commanders play the Patriots. So he like ran over and got the two helmets. He set them up on this little stand right under the TV.
Okay.
Then we have two other games tonight. So I tell him, he's like, who's playing? I was like, Lions, Falcons. He calls them the Falcons for some reason with a V. So he's like, is Freddie Falcon going to be there? I'm like, Freddie Falcon will be there, man. Who's their little mascot. Mm-hmm. So then he sets up those helmets, and then he goes, what else? I'm like, Browns, Panthers. Sets up the Browns and the Panthers. Can't really figure out why the Browns helmet's orange, but neither can I, so everybody gets it. But he sets them up. I just love it. I got this little table underneath the TV right now upstairs with six helmets clashing head-to-head.
Let's do it.
And he's like, so they're all playing against each other at the same time? I'm like, no, it's three different games. So then he had to separate them just so.
Okay.
But he's locked in. We're ready for football in 2025. This is going to be our new bid, I think.
I dig.
Is he's got to get the helmets out for every single game. And then you know, he like rams them into each other to see who's going to win or whatever. So he'll break them very soon. But I just thought that was pretty cool.
You know what I thought was pretty cool? You posted a photo last night on your Instagram story that got me cutting onions a little bit where I was at. I said, look at GP and the new baby watching football together for the first time. Attaboy, man.
Thank
you. That
was
awesome, brother.
Yeah, that was his first football game ever. I don't know how I feel about the first quarterback he ever saw take a snap being Anthony Richardson.
And the way that that went, good lord.
He's like, this is what it looks like, Dad? Right. I'm like, no. That's not what it's supposed to look like, son. But, yeah, football season is here. The Paulsons are ready to go. All right, let's talk Jaden Daniels. Let's talk about a quality quarterback. So he's not going to play tonight. I get it. I would play him a series, but you know, I would do a lot of things old school probably. I'm going away for training camp to Carlisle and eating ice cream at the end of the practice in that little, you know, ice cream stand outside the field. I would play my starters more than the average NFL coach does. Call me Andy Reid. But here's my fear. It sounds like we're going to get like a drive or two from Jaden Daniels in the preseason. Is that going to make it harder for him to have a great week one? Maybe not in a way that's tangible or, you know, provable. But I would say yes. I think there's a reason the Bengals are going back to a way that they did it pre-Zach Taylor. They've gotten off to these miserable starts. They're trying to get their timing down. I would also point out, just specific to Jaden Daniels, Linnell, that without Terry McLaurin, like, there's some work to do in terms of timing and getting some things together offensively with a receiving core that's very different, right? Luke McCaffrey is in year two, carryover from a season ago, caught sub 20 balls, but like, he's one of the mainstays. Debo, new. Jalen Lane, new. Chris Moore was in the room. He was on the team at the end of last season, but in his role currently, pretty new. You've got a new left tackle. You're potentially going to have a new starting right tackle as well. You've got a guy who's kicked over a different position at both guards. I just don't like the idea that they can't benefit from a couple of drives, and I get that you don't want to risk injury. It's football. Like, you got to go out and play.
Yeah.
That you could get hurt in week one, in 2 weeks into the season, and be done too. Like, I don't like this idea that we're already going to put bubble wrap over Daniels and say, it sounds like, nothing definitive, but it sounds like he's basically going to play a series maybe this August. I don't love that.
I don't love it. I'll take it a step further. Kind of bothers me, especially when you consider like the lens in which we're looking at this season through. Like, let's just assume Terry McLaurin waltzes through the door right before week one. This is supposed to be a team that's trying to replicate last year's success. You made it to the NFC title game. Your schedule is a lot more difficult. And when you think about who they open up with, Giants, Packers on a short week, up-and-coming Raiders team that people are respecting, Atlanta with an up-and-coming quarterback in Penix, and you got the Chargers. You got to start fast because, look, GP, I just listed off a couple of pretty decent teams. That's the easy portion of your schedule. So you want to come out of that first five games, 4-1, 3-2, feeling good about yourself before you get into the meat and potatoes of this thing. And I think not playing Jaden Daniels early, you know, leaves them more susceptible, more vulnerable for a slow start. I'll even take it a step further. It's not just
about, let me ask you this first about the start of the schedule. So you just went through it. I actually think that's one of the softest portions of the season. Do you disagree with that?
No, that's the softest portion.
Right. So you're saying you need to take advantage. You're basically saying you can't play down.
Correct.
I thought you were saying essentially like you get tested right away. The way I see it, the Giants is a game you should win. Now, I do think New York's going to be better than people think, and I think defensively they're going to be excellent.
Yeah.
That could be a difficult week one home game as a favorite. Then short week on the road, never easy against a very good Packers team. That's going to be a game where you're an underdog. But Raiders, Falcons, maybe even Chargers after that with all their injuries already. You're catching them early in the year, which I think is going to be better than catching them in December. We don't know if the Bears are going to be good or not yet, but they're throwing a lot at Caleb Williams right now in a new offense. I think until really you play that rivalry game against Dallas when things ramp up against Kansas City and Detroit, like the schedule early on, you can harvest some nuts here if you play okay to start the season. I guess that's what you were getting at then.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of that. And I think if your offense is humming and getting off to a good start, that makes things a lot easier for you. Looking at it through the lens of the defense, GP, you're going to find out right away if that running defense is improved. It's Josh Jacobs. It's Ashton Jeanty. It's Bijan Robinson. It's Omarion Hampton. So my point is maybe the defense gets off to a slower start because you're going up against some, you know, pretty formidable groups offensively to start. That's the case. You need your offense to come out like gangbusters right off the rip. We can't have what happened last year to where you look anemic against Tampa Bay, and then until that second half against New York, you look lifeless at times.
Well, you know what a coach would say to us listening to this right now, right? You know their counterpoint is, Jaden just played in the joint practice against the Patriots. And so he got better work, a better sweat in that workout than he would have gotten in a game, because I could dictate as a coach what I'm putting him through. I want him to work on the red zone. We're doing red zone, period. I want him to get snaps on the goal line. We're doing goal line, period. The problem I have with that logic, well, number one is, there's so little time on the grass anymore anyway, that if you get the opportunity, I'm not suggesting he goes out and plays four quarters or a half even, or a quarter. It doesn't have to be like that. I'm saying in all three of these preseason games, there's no reason he can't put the pads on, go out there, and every you know, starter can't go out for a drive, basically. And, you know, it's at the end of this thing, a drive in this game, maybe against the Bengals, you go two or three drives, like a quarter, and then in the final, if you don't want to play because you're closer to the season,
yeah,
and a little tweak could linger into week one, okay, I could get down with that. Or what I would do is, again, one drive. So you're talking about, like, drive, one quarter drive over three games is how I would conduct it. But in a practice, you know this, I'm wearing a different color jersey. Nobody can get near me. There's no real pass rush to contend with necessarily. I just want him to see some bullets before that feared Giants front is coming at him in September for the first time in 8 months.
Yeah, I totally agree with that premise. And, you know, this, I look at the counterpoint as this, like, okay, in a joint practice, I get to, you know, create the conditions in which he's playing under. That's not real football. You don't get to go out and dictate, you know, what you get to work on in a regular or in a real NFL game. You get to just
Did you watch Hard Knocks episode one with the Bills?
I have not gotten a chance to peep that, but.
Oh, please do. Well, there's this great scene, though, where they're talking about Josh Allen and the D coordinator. Like, they're watching tape from a practice, and I don't remember who it was. One of the guys just destroyed an offensive lineman. And he, instead of, like, praising him, his D coordinator's like, "We stay away from 17.
Yeah.
He's like, "This is our season. This is our franchise. He gives us a chance every week. Say it back to me." And they're like, "Stay away from 17. He's like, "Stay away." And it just,
that's how it should be.
And I'm assuming the Commanders feel that way about 10 for the Patriots. And the Patriots felt that way, hopefully, about 5 for Washington. Like, these guys are not allowed to be in harm's way in a practice.
And I think that goes all the way back to, like, low-level college football. Grant, like, in my terrible school, Bethany College, you bet your bottom dollar the quarterback had the red jersey on and the kid stunk. You still would get tossed off of the practice field if you got anywhere near him.
You better not.
Because it's just the value of the position. But to your point, I don't think it hurts Jaden Daniels at all to get a little bit of a lather, go through the motions, and have him get a couple completions. The quiet part that's I'm going to say out loud here real quick is kind of what you alluded to. Can we just get him some reps with these receivers in game action? Like, that matters to me.
Well, does it hinder him? Because let's say we agree it does not hurt him to play a little bit more, unless he were to actually get hurt.
And
you and I are probably in the minority on this, but it sounds like we're in lockstep that you play football to get ready for football. And if an injury happens preseason, regular season, an injury happens.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not running him. I'm not running a design.
No.
Like, and I'm even telling him, we're not scrambling. We're not leaving the pocket. We can move the pocket to get him out of the pocket if you want to. Like, we can do everything in our power to avoid as much contact as possible. But let's agree then that it can't, you know, that it would only help in that sense.
Yeah.
Will it hinder him to not do it? Because I think even though I'm pro playing Jaden Daniels in year two with Cliff Kingsbury in this preseason, I think I could hear the argument that he's not any worse off for not playing in the preseason.
I can hear that too. I mean, my thing is this, though. It's just about starting fast for me. And I go back to, like, this is now a second place schedule you're playing. You're not going to get to finish off the season against Jake Haener and Will Levis and Cooper Rush and Trey Lance and company. Like, you got real big boys on the schedule to start. So I think having the most important piece to this football team as sharp as possible right out of the get-go, it should be what the thought process should be here for this football team.
I wonder if part of their thinking is, well, Terry McLaurin will be back anyway for week one. So, like, you and I are going, get on the same page with McCaffrey and Moore and these guys you haven't repped a ton with necessarily. And they're going, that doesn't even help that much anyway,
because
those guys are going to be slotted down the depth chart. I mean, that would just be a – we don't know, but that would be a tell as to how they're viewing it, possibly, if that's part of the calculation. But I want to open up the phones on this. This is actually our poll of the day on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account via Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Our poll of the day is, how much would you play Jaden Daniels in the preseason? How much do you hope he plays in these three exhibition games here in August? No need to play at all. Play him a very little bit. Play him a lot. Or just a cameo in each game, which I think is kind of the same as a little bit. But it's a good question, right? Like,
for sure.
You've got options here. I would say a lot is crazy. There's 2% of people that have voted that would play him a lot. I don't know what the value in that is. So I would just take that one out of the equation. And now like you're doing a multiple choice where you cross one off. So now I'm down to no need to play him at all. I would cross that off because I would never do that. I know I'm in the minority. Sean McVay is a big proponent of this. That's just not how I would roll. So for me, it's either a little bit or a cameo, and I guess a little bit is like one series for the whole preseason, cameo in each game. That's where I'm at, which is 12% of people voting. Just in case you're curious, 60% of people are saying, you know, play him basically a series or two this August. 25% are saying don't play him at all. So about 85% of people want him to play next to zero reps this preseason.
Yeah, that's tough for me. To answer your question, though, I don't know how much it hurts him. I think he's a special cat. I think he's accurate. I think he's got good ball placement. I think he's got timing, and he reps it a ton in practice. But I still want to see him. That's just my thing.
All right, let's hit the phones on this next. 800-636-1067. If you were running the show, would Jaden Daniels be playing tonight? And would we see him this August at all? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Commanders Patriots, 7:30 tonight. We are under 3 hours away from kickoff of preseason game one. Doug Key to the Boston Herald helps us get ready for the game and scout New England. That is in 15 minutes right here on the Fan. Also, we will preview the other two games in the NFL tonight and give you our predictions for who's going to end up playing the role of preseason heroes when this thing's all set and done. Three contests from now as Washington whittles down its 53-man roster. Linnell's in for Danny. I'm Grant. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067. Question at hand, how much would you play Jaden Daniels in the preseason? All of the tea leaves are reading as if Washington is going to just about redshirt him this August. Might get a drive or two max, it sounds like. So, Linnell, before we get to the phones, let's give our succinct thoughts. You're the head coach. You got three games. How much is Daniels playing?
So if I was the head man of the Washington Commanders tonight, I'm playing him about two drives, get his feet wet. If it's a long touchdown drive on the first one, he may not come out for the second drive. In next week's game, Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals, they're expected to play their guys about a half. I would probably match that if I was being honest, just to give the best look possible to our fellas. And if that was the case, I'd play them a half next week against Cincy, and then I play nobody in the finale against Baltimore. And you'll also get the benefit of having a joint practice with Baltimore before that game. So probably don't play them at all in the finale, but I would play them pretty heavy next week as kind of that dress rehearsal.
So if the Ravens played their starters, which I don't think they will, there's no benefit really for me to play my starters against twos. But assuming Baltimore played their starters in that third game, I'd probably give them a drive.
Okay.
So what I would do is, and again, this Bucs, now what is the convention in the NFL, especially in that final week of the preseason? You know, you start by basically nobody playing. You end with nobody playing. But I would go one series tonight, even if it's, you know, unless it was three and out. But even then, I think probably this is a break a sweat situation.
Yeah.
So I would probably, honestly, if it's three and out, it might still be the end of the road. But I would go, you know, 10 or fewer plays, assuming it's on a long drive tonight. Next week would be a quarter, quarter and a half. I'm thinking like two or three up downs. And then the third week, if they played starters, then I would have them play a drive. So nothing crazy. You know, we're talking about drive, quarter, drive, something along those lines. But I'm just a believer in playing football to get ready to play football. Let's go to Tyler in Pennsylvania listening on the Odyssey app. It's free and available wherever you are. What's up, Tyler? How are you, buddy?
What's up, Tyler?
No, this is Tyler in Richmond, Virginia.
Well,
Richmond. Gotcha.
I was looking for Tyler in Pennsylvania. Is that not you?
No.
All right, hold
that
on.
Is put me, but
oh, that is you.
That is me, but he had my city wrong. That's me.
Wait, but you're in Richmond.
I'm in Richmond, VA, but
okay, hold on.
Hang
on. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. So that's Tyler in Richmond. I was looking for Tyler in Pennsylvania. That was not him, right, Linnell?
I was not the tie guy in PA.
No. Okay. Well, if your name's Tyler and you live in Pennsylvania, hello. All right, let's go to Tyler, who's in Richmond, Virginia. Let's see who's waiting. Tyler in Richmond, Virginia, are you there?
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's going on, Linnell? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man.
Hey, just wanted to say one thing real quick. I'm okay with not playing him because the last thing you want to do is injure your franchise in a meaningless preseason game, especially when you have high expectations coming into the season.
What do you make of the Chiefs all these years in with Mahomes still playing him a quarter this week?
Well, different franchises do it different ways.
Well, yeah, well, no kidding. But I guess that's my point, right? Is like there are teams. Like yeah. Your point is you got a franchise quarterback and Super Bowl aspirations, don't play him. A lot of teams don't do it that way. A lot of teams play their guys in this game.
That's true too. But I'm saying I'm fine with the organization either way.
Cool. Yeah, and I think a lot of people are like you. Appreciate
sure.
the call.
Appreciate you, man.
I actually think the majority opinion, and we've got this poll of the day, Metropolitan, moving in storage. We can look at the results right now. But go vote on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter account. Metropolitan Moving in Storage. Do your heavy lifting for you. Take it to the house. More at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. I think that I would say at an 85-90% clip, people would at this point tell you, with a MVP caliber quarterback, less is more in the preseason. And I don't disagree. I just, there's a big difference between playing a very little bit and not really playing at all. And that's just not for me.
Yeah.
How many teams get off to fast starts that do that? I love that every year we have the same debate. Danny's a big fan of generally like not playing in preseason games. And we talk about this all the time, but then after week one, we talk about the product suffering or how bad was the football or how about this team that's off to a slow start. Like, you can't have both, or you just got to deal. Because when you practice way less than anybody ever has now in this league, there's less time on the grass than there's ever been. Now you're taking away preseason time in terms of games. I get that the practices can help replace that, but not everyone's doing joint practices, and you don't get them before every single game.
Exactly.
You get them ideally at least once or twice, but the amount of actual in-rhythm, like game-level prep that is being done before week one is the lowest that it's ever been. It stands to reason, then, the product's going to be the worst in week one, And when it is, like, you can't complain about that if you're the same person saying don't play people.
Exactly. And this is the thing that, like, is kind of driven me up a wall here. GP, let me know if you agree. We got to stop comparing joint practices to preseason games. They're so totally different. To act as if you're getting the same work in a joint practice that you get in a preseason game, like, I call poppycock on that. You're not taking guys to the ground. You're not tackling full-blown. There's no real pass rush. You can't touch the quarterback. I get it. It's something that's allowed us as fans to, like, ease our nerves about guys not playing. But, like, miss me with the idea that a joint practice and a preseason game are the same. They're not.
They're definitely different. I mean, there are coaches that think that the practices are more valuable. And actually, I would probably agree with that. But I still think your point's true. They're not the same as a game. Like, yeah. They're more valuable maybe in filling out your roster or maybe injury avoidance while getting good work in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just the idea that you can dictate that I always talk about, that yeah. I can make sure we have a field goal period, that I can make sure we're on the goal line, the red zone, you know, the fourth and long or whatever I want to do, the onside kick. We can do that. And in a game, the situation probably doesn't come up or may not come up.
Right.
So that's why coaches like it, and I totally get it. But, yeah, it is not the same thing. I mean, that's just – I think that goes without saying. All right, we'll talk to Doug Keed next of the Boston Herald, scout the Patriots, a little bit later on in the 5 o'clock hour. What are our goals for tonight? What do we want to see from the Commanders? Preseason football is coming up in 2.5 hours. You're listening to The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to hear some great golf storytellers? Check out Invested in the Game, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Each episode dives into the stories of people who have poured their time, resources, and passion into the world of golf, like Sam Hahn, CEO of Lab Golf, PGA Tour player Ben Griffin, and Nick Schreiber, the visionary behind Old Barnwell Golf Club. So why is Schwab doing a golf podcast? Because their clients don't just invest in markets, they invest in their passions too. Listen at charlesschwab.com/the game or wherever you get your podcasts.